with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon is also still here, as well as Tina Goodrich, for sure. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Yeah. Clear to close is the subject of our half hour here, or at least for a little time here.
Right. It goes by super quick.
It sure does. So you might as well get on it. What does that mean?
Sounds like something your boss at McDonald's would tell you when you get to close up.
Close your drawer. You're clear.
Clear. Right. So clear to close in real estate means that you have passed all of your inspections. The lender has passed the buyer's qualifications, and we have a clear to close. So we go to the table, to the title company, and everybody signs. And that's when you get to go out to dinner and celebrate.
Okay. Well, we're done with clear to close. That explains it all.
So thanks for listening to Let's Talk Real Estate
with Tina Goodrich.
Well, I thought we'd talk about clear to close because, ding, ding, I have a clear to close.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes.
What place?
You know, it takes a while to get to that clear to close. You know, just because you have an accepted offer doesn't mean you get to go out and celebrate.
Right.
That's just the beginning of the transaction.
Yeah, never count your chickens before they hatch.
That's right. Realtors don't celebrate until we go to the table and sign.
And Kenny Rogers says, don't count your money till the dealing's done.
That's right, because anything can happen.
That's right.
You know, a seller can not show up at the closing because he decided he doesn't want to sell.
Yeah. That's happened before.
It has not happened to me, but it has happened to other realtors. Yeah, I've heard of some horror stories where maybe even the buyer refused to sign at the last minute, got, you know, buyer's remorse, and they find a reason why not to sign. And so, yeah, no, you can't celebrate until you get to the table and both parties have signed and everybody gets their checks. And then it's a done deal. And then that.
Do they hand you your check at the closing, or do you have to wait a little while for that?
Oh, no. The check is right there.
All right.
Yep. Those transactions, you know, with the title company happen with a cashier's checks. And, you know, everything is right to the T, right down to the cent when we go to closing. So, yep, after closing, the title company issues checks out to the realtors, and we take those back to our broker, and the broker then processes the checks.
Mm.
Yep, so then you have to wait a little bit for your check
from
that point.
That's when the boss takes his percentage.
Yeah, your broker gets a piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the name of the game.
It's the name of the game. So now are you able to be a broker and be the listing agent and a seller at the same time?
Sure. There's associate brokers.
Three pieces of the pie?
Really, associate brokers are associates to the broker of the company. So you are, you can be the listing agent, and you can have a dual agency there where you have both sides. We've talked about the dual agency. We do those a lot in this area. I do a lot of dual agencies. Matter of fact, the clear to close I got is a dual agency. So the one on 16402 County Road 687 in South Haven that we've talked about many times, sitting on a couple acres, had to have a whole new septic system put in.
The one with the painted basement?
That's the one with the painted basement. They did a few things that was an estate. And it had a bad septic. So during the process of people looking at the property, we found out the septic was bad. So the estate put a new septic in. And during that process, a second buyer came in, made an offer, and we were able to put that under contract. And that one is clear to close. So when I got a clear to close, it takes 3 days from that point to get to the closing table for the 3-day rule for the lenders. So this one is being financed. So we get a 3-day rule once the lender says we have a clear to close. And if everything is good on the seller side, then we go to the closing table.
So how long did that process take from the time you
listed it?
No, from the time that you got that acceptable offer to the time that you got this clear to close. How long was that?
4 weeks.
Wow.
So from the time we started to the closing table will be exactly 4 weeks. So it took that amount of time to get through inspections, because when you first get an accepted offer, you've got usually that 7 to 10 business days to do your inspections, your due diligence, and then that gives the buyer information on whether to move forward or not. This one, everything was done on it, so it was green lights from the time the inspection went in, and they were tickled to death. They couldn't wait for the closing. She actually had me penned it way ahead of time because she knew that she was buying this home. And I knew from having, you know, the inspections done with the septic and sewer that we were good to go. So that one was, you know, fairly promising. But again, I don't count my chickens before they hatch. In real estate, you never know until you get a little bit closer to the closing table. The lender says, Tina, everything looks good. The appraisal comes back and everything is good there. A lot of times lenders don't let you know what the appraisal is. Sometimes I don't know what they are. But they tell me that everything has matched and we are good. So that means that the numbers have met and we are clear to close after the appraisal's done.
Clear to close.
Clear to close. Yep.
I think that's fantastic. Anything more we need to know about clear to close?
No, I just thought that was a good one to talk about because we talked last week about, you know, celebrating and when to celebrate. It's not, you know, directly when you get a counter or a signed deal. It's when you get to the closing table and the actual, you take possession. 95% of the time you take possession of the home at the closing table. In this market today, there, you know, because we are still in a seller's market. We just had our quarterly report. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But it's still a seller's market, you know. So with this home being closed now, the seller can now celebrate. It was an estate.
Do they have to get out that placed furniture that makes the house look good?
You mean, was the house staged?
Yeah, that's what you call it. So they put in them real nice furniture, and it's like, oh, it looks real nice in here.
This one actually had had an estate sale, if you don't recall.
I remember that, but I thought you'd still put some furniture in there to make it look nice.
There was a few things. Lord, the seller did put left a few things in the home to stage it, you know, maybe a couple lamps, you know, tables near the windows, make it look like somebody was living there.
Did you say Laura did kind of there? Are you talking about our non-existent third host here?
Right, that went slipped right out there. But yes, as we know, you know, Laura, this was an estate that Laura's mother had, and we finally are able to wrap it up. Good news for our good friend, co-host Laura.
Good news for everybody, yes.
Yes, yeah. And at dual agency, for me, it was good news. I got both sides of the deal.
Well, that's always the best way, isn't it?
Right. We talked about, you know, the dual agency and how, you know, realtors work. We do a 50-50 on the split on the commission, so the buyer side gets half and the seller side gets the other half. When you do a dual agency, you get the whole pie.
Mm-hmm. You got to like pie.
Mm-hmm. Especially like that. So Tina's going to be taking us out to dinner.
Exactly.
Tina's going to take us out to dinner.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm hoping that the listing that we got through the radio station, we have just got a price reduction on that, and that's the Hay Farm out on 28th Street. That one there is $25.
I'm going to have to stop you here. We're going to talk about it. We need to take a break.
We'll
talk about the hay field and maybe talk about a rye field that you may have for sale, too.
Yeah.
When we come back on Robert's Moondog Show, let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Robert's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon.
That'd be Mason Dixon there, Rob.
That'd be Mason Dixon.
Yeah, I thought you was just going to call me Mason D. That kind of sounds
Mason
cool.
Mason D. I got, no, that's not bad. Mason D. Dixon, and we have...
and
of course, Tina...
Tina G.
Tina G. Goodrich.
That would be a good karaoke name for you, Tina. Did you sing karaoke yet?
Tina G.
I did not, but I went to the karaoke the last time. It was a ton of fun down in Benton Harbor.
Ton of fun.
Oh, you went to Babes?
Yeah, they went to Babes after the world premiere last Friday.
How was that premiere?
It was
Lake Michigan College?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was a great premiere, good turnout. And then afterwards, we went and watched Rob with karaoke down at Babes. If you remember Babes down in the old town of Benton Harbor. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, good times.
Yep.
Good times for all, for sure. All right, so we're talking about, I think you said
she
you...
said the quarterly.
Well, we're talking about real estate. Yeah, and quarterly.
Yeah, we know who cares about that.
Yeah, the quarterly was very important.
We do care about this. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, Dan Jakeway is very thorough about informing his agents with ammunition, you know, to go out into the market and to get listings and to be able to tell our sellers knowledgeable information about the market. And our quarterly report reported that the sales are going still strong. We have seen a softening in the market. We've talked about that. There is a softening in the market going on right now where listings are on the market a few more days than expected. And not as many buyers lining up as soon as the listing flies off the, you know, onto the listing.
I wonder if that the new report of 9.1% inflation is going to help that.
Well, the interest rates have fallen a little bit. We have seen a decline in the interest rates.
That's not necessarily the problem. I mean, interest rates can go down and you get a little better payment. But the problem is everybody's paying 10, 11, 12, 15% more for everything else they do in the world.
Right.
So, you know, does at that point, there's got to be a certain percentage of people that are saying, yeah, this isn't the time for me because who knows if it's going to keep going, if how long till it gets better.
Well, some people just can't afford it. You know, that price range that everybody can afford just doesn't exist. You know, that 200 price range, which is FHA buyers, the special finance buyers, the everybody buyers, the parents, let me help your kids buy.
Isn't 200,000 going to be?
200,000 is a tough number.
Yeah, because that's going to be about $1,500 monthly payment, won't it be, with the interest rates the way they are? Can you calculate that?
I can't
calculate
that right off the top of my head.
I'm taking a guess, and a very not educated guess. But
if you're going to pay rent today, it's $1,200 to $1,500. Yeah. You might as well get into a house that
2003,
for the long term,
my $100,000 house the payment was a grand.
If you were one of the ones who bought in 2018-19, you've just about doubled your money to resell today. That was just 4 or 5 years ago. You know, so those who haven't taken that risk lose out because the market is a seller's market now. And yeah, it is tough to get into a house at that 200 price range, and not everybody can afford it. So
we're still calling a seller's market?
Oh yeah, it's still a seller's market. Yeah, still going into a seller's market. That means the market's tight, the inventory's tight, and the numbers are still very up. The million-dollar market is blown all kinds of records. You just wouldn't believe the million-dollar market.
That's because
that market didn't move for years.
But those guys, at this point, as inflation goes up, it certainly doesn't hurt them. If you can afford a $1 million house, the inflation probably doesn't touch you nearly as much as it does for someone in the middle class, you know, making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year.
Sure. You're struggling, you know, if you didn't, play your cards right. Like I said, if you didn't buy something in 2018, you know, it's news you lose. I mean, right now, those numbers have doubled from those who bought in 2018. The market's still pretty strong, and we all want to be homeowners. You know, there's a luxury in being a homeowner. You get to call the shots.
You get to fix your plumbing. You get to fix your garage.
You get to spend 20 grand on a new septic system.
It's not cheap being a homeowner, by no means.
So I have to say there are certainly some advantages too, especially when we start getting to maybe my age where it says, you know, I don't want to mow all the time. A condominium life, somebody mows, somebody cleans everything. hire someone to come
you
clean your house.
And you do get to that point, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to that point at my age, and I see it as you get older. You don't want all of that maintenance, and you do end up going to a condo. And those are hot in South Haven and anywhere along the lakeshore. The condominiums are a very hot commodity.
Yeah. Do you guys have any hand in renting out and working with people to rent condominiums for Airbnb or just for sale?
As realtors and myself, we generally work just in sales. And now you'll notice in some of the real estate companies like Jakeway, we have a leading rental department. The rentals are a booming. That another thing came out in our quarterly report that the short-term rentals and the rentals are up significantly. And so that is another reason why investors invest in our area, because it's a strong rental.
Yeah.
It's a business. People invest their money to make money. They don't invest money not to make money.
I like to look, if I was able to look a little deeper into that, where you say that, I just totally...
You lost
my
it.
My brain farted. What was I going to say?
I have no idea.
We were talking about short-term rentals
and how people invest in rentals
to make money.
Because there's so many short-term rentals and people are renting them and doing that. I'm wondering with today right now where our inflation is if those short-term rentals are shorter. Do they get it for the whole week or are they now just coming in for a couple days?
No, they come in strong for the week. Here in our area, you have to rent for a whole week. You can't just rent for a couple days.
Is that in the ordinance?
But that doesn't go well with the kind of the new fad of day trips with, you know, people are staying closer to home, not going as far away.
In the off season, you'll see the weekend rentals. But during the season, it's a strong week. You have to rent for the full 7 days. 6 nights, 7 days.
Yes. Bring your
because that's a strong market.
Big pocketbook.
It's a strong market. If you don't rent it, somebody else will rent it. The numbers are up. The rentals are up. And that's a very strong business here in South Haven and just along the lakeshore from New Buffalo all the way to Traverse City. You know, Traverse City, too, is a booming short-term rental area. But anywhere where there's a destination in the world, is short-term rentals are booming. That's anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah, in the world that has a destination towards the sea, the ocean, the lakes. It's a booming business.
Tourist venues.
Yeah, short-term rentals are booming everywhere. Airbnb is worldwide. It's just something. It's a movement, a trend that we're all in. And as vacationers, we like to vacation in a home instead of a hotel.
Yeah. Mason, maybe you should buy something and rent out and make some money on an Airbnb. It'd be good work for you.
Okay, but I'd have to borrow that $300,000.
Oh, for me?
Oh, to get it.
Well, from somebody.
Oh, from someone, okay.
Yeah, it's like it ain't easy.
Well, you start
small
and you work your way up.
I can loan you probably maybe
$300. Right. You start small and you work your way up.
All right. Well, we're going to.
But anyways, the quarterly report, again, it's a seller's market. The rentals are strong. And, if you've got something that you're even thinking about listing, it's still a great time to get your place out on the market. Okay. Like I said, we're just beginning here in July. So.
Right. Well, yeah, we're halfway through the summer already. It's just flying by. It's been a busy one for sure.
Don't say it's halfway.
We're halfway. Actually, I'm going to say we're past halfway because all of our tourists go home about the third week in August. So it's past halfway.
Yeah, the second week.
Yep. If you look at the calendar, there's only been a few weeks of summer so far. The calendar said summer started
you're talking
on
about
June 20th.
Proper summer, but our season is, it's flying by. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more real estate talk with Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, and Mason Dixon, of course, is still here.
As your real estate expert.
As your real estate expert, Mason Dixon.
He always asks the good questions.
Really?
Yeah, Mason does. He comes up with some good ones.
All right. Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay.
It wasn't an insult. You got plenty of compliments in the first hour.
I was about to I was about to toss her straight out of the studio.
I mean, like Mason does. He comes up with some good ones.
Well, that's because he sits there the whole time thinking of them. I've got to come up with 10 times
you
the questions.
You forget before you ask the question.
That's because you keep talking.
If I don't write it down. The brain fart.
Yeah, 3 minutes later after you're finally done talking, I forgot what I'm going to.
Okay, so back to real estate. You asked me earlier about the rye farm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, exciting. I got a 40-acre rye farm, and then actually it's 10 acres of rye on a 40-acre rye farm.
Yeah.
So there is a good 20 acres of woods and river frontage, because it sits just south of the Black River in the middle branch, kind of winds through there. They kind of connect and do a snake with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So this river frontage is just north of the 40 acres. So they've got some river frontage, 10 acres of rye that's leased to a local farmer. The seller of the farm gets $22.50 a year for the rye. So the local farmer, he farms this 10 acres, and he also farms the 40-acre rye farm south of this. So there's another 40 acres adjacent to this farm.
Yeah.
What do they use the rye for?
Probably
to bury
for
people.
Wheat.
No, I'm rye, for
you,
alcohol.
Don't you bury people? That's lye. That you
yes,
bury people.
Lye.
That's
rye lye. Is a wheat.
Well, wheat you can and barley. You can see a picture of this farm if you go to listwithtina.net.
Yeah.
I do, of course, have to ask, is where did that drone picture come from?
He said with a jealous tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually we have, Jake, we has our own photographers that are on the sideline that we use a lot of times too. And this Zach that does my photo shoots, he's been kind of moving around anyways. He came back, he's an excellent photographer. And these guys
Average.
Are, you know, just Johnny on the spot. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, you put the order in and boom, they come out,
yeah.
You know, do the photos, do the drone.
And he has a drone
email.
Yeah. Too.
Ask them to update your website and see if they have it done in a half hour.
I give that to you. Uh-huh. I give that to you.
Yeah.
There's certain jobs that go to different people.
Yeah, they don't need to do that
you know?
Job.
So I give you the updates.
They don't
you
need to do that
You make the website.
Job.
Zach does my photography
Tell them
work.
To stick with what they know, and they can just go sell real estate and
okay.
take pictures.
Wow.
Zach.
Don't be stepping on my territory here.
She should bring Zach in as a special guest next week to talk about real estate.
I will kick him out so fast. You, get out of here.
Kudos
no,
to Zach.
No, good no. stuff. No, that was nice pictures. So it was.
He does. Good. He does a great job. I needed the drone shots to really show the layout of this farm, because it does have, you know, 10 acres of rye, and right next door is 40 acres of rye, and they blend right in together. So we really needed the drone to get in there, show where the field starts, where the river frontage is at, and how the farm lays out. So he recently got those done for me. I was able to update all the photos on the MLS. And, of course, then I hand it over to Rob, and he updates the website.
And how much is
listings.
This rye farm? $500,000, I think we said last week.
Yeah, we talked about last week. This one here is $495,000. It's 40 acres. It does have two homes and a 40 by 60 barn, which is this fabulous wooden barn with a concrete base underneath it. And each home has its own separate utilities, your own well, your own septics, your own meters. So mom and dad could be next door, and maybe the rest of the family could be in the other home. The main main home is stick built, 3 bedrooms, 2 bath with just about 1,600 square foot living space. The second home is a 1990 modular. It's affixed to the property now. It has a well and septic, and that one's about just under 1,200 square foot. It has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. This one has an attached 2-car garage, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Does have some ramps built. There's some handicap features in both of the homes for maybe somebody who might be a little handicapped. That
like
comes
Mason?
In, you know, comes in handy for somebody who might be, in a wheelchair
not
for
even,
the
not,
ramp.
Not even
we
a
don't
crack
touch
of a smile.
Those. You're already
right.
going to get kicked off the air for what you said
right,
earlier
exactly.
today about that stripper in the cashless
oh,
society.
Good. I'm glad I was in here.
You're running a credit card through. Where do you run the credit card?
Hey, and you also teased us so with news about the hay field.
Right.
Well, I'm
and
sorry.
Then the hay field.
You might not be done with the rye farm.
Well, the rye farm, exciting. About the rye farm is that I had a buyer from Ohio come and look at it, and they are thinking about making a big transition from Ohio to Michigan, and of course this was exciting because I just got the listing.
Buckeye stuff.
I got
with
somebody
you.
That's you know interested in the farm,
and most
of the farms in this area I've looked at them in the Southwest area. Are selling in the neighborhood of $450,000 to $500,000. So this one's 40 acres, listed for $495,000. I feel it's got an edge because it has 2 houses.
Yeah.
I like
so,
that.
Yeah, you've got one for mom and dad, and or maybe a couple brothers who want to start a farm in Michigan.
Or can you can afford to buy them and rent one and live in the
yes,
other one?
Yes, or you could have your farm field guy live in one of them. There's room for a whole family to live in one of the houses, and you have the other one. It'd be a great tag team for somebody who's looking to have 2 homes, one for, you know, your partner, for your sister, or for your mother-in-law. You can't beat it. This one here is, and both homes are moving condition, and they want to leave all the furniture. It's fully full of, every bedroom has a bedroom suite.
Yeah.
Tables, chairs, and that could definitely be, that is mine. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's
that,
a phone.
Oh
all right.
Gosh.
Well, while you're turning that off, I'll tell you a little bit of a story. The other day when I was at the movie thing, I bought 4 tickets at the South Haven Theater for the movie. And I gave one to my dad, one to the guy he came with.
Exciting.
So I had 2 extra. I said, well, when you do it, just hand the tickets back
behind.
Of course, being my dad and all and elderly, he didn't know how to do that. It didn't work out real well. He got rid of one, and then he's like, didn't know where to go with the other ticket. And I'm like, just give it to me. So another guy walks up, and I hand him the ticket. And I said, a free ticket for the movie. And he's like, oh, he's all, and I knew he wasn't. He was off because he had a Michigan State jacket on.
And I thought you were going to see it at Ohio Buckeye.
No, no, Michigan State. And I give him the ticket, and he holds it. And then he walks up to the ticket counter, buys his own ticket, drops that one on the floor.
What?
And just like, oh, believe me, he heard it. He heard about it. I said, seriously? You're not just going to hand it back to me? You're going to put it on the
floor?
Well,
maybe he didn't know what it was.
He did, too. I said, it's a free ticket. And then the girl says, he just gave you a free ticket. And he goes, no, I'll get one. And then he bought his own ticket and dropped it on the floor.
Oh.
I was standing right there. I'm like,
wow. Did you pick it up and give it to the customer behind
him? No, I picked it up, and I said, what's wrong with you? Why wouldn't you hand that back to me?
Okay,
yeah.
You had your hour. Now
you
it's
had
Tina's,
your minute now.
Tina's time.
All right, Mason
I know
Dixon.
It's easy to melt down.
Talk yep. about, she has to tell us about the hay field.
Well,
right.
she don't have time because we
yes.
have to go. We're
yeah.
out of time.
Oh, gosh, see there? I was going to tell you about that hay field.
Well, you got 10 seconds.
Okay, so the hay field that's out on 24th Avenue, again, that one is getting dropped to $199,000. 25 acres, 2 pole barns, $199,000. So, yeah, I'll have more information on that next week when we come back.
All right. All right, Mason, you got 12 seconds to run through it all.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Go check out the remaining shows in the last 5 shows at moondogshow.com. Our other websites to go check out, moondogpro.net, trussinbirdband.com, and, of course, listwithtina.net. I want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, ufctreecare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, DecoratorsChoiceSH.com, and, of course, we want to mention our favorite organizations drawing children into reading, dcir.org, mm-hmm. Senior Services of Van Buren County, and ydcpal.org.
Yeah. And I have to say, before you send us out, that not everybody that wears a Michigan State jacket is probably
there's your disclaimer.
Yeah, as bad as him. All right, here we go.
All right, everybody, on the count of three, we all gonna howl at the moon dog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Howl at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.